Welcome back to the Dependency and Decaf podcast. I am Lillian Ketchum, and I am the host of this podcast, and let's just get right into this week's episode.
If you are new here, welcome. My main goal for this podcast is just to speak into other women of God's lives based on things that I've been through and things that the Holy Spirit has taught me based on what I have been through. And I just want to get right into today's episode because today we were talking about finding joy in suffering. Let's just go ahead and pray. Holy Spirit, we just invite you in today. We invite you in to move exactly how you want to move and do exactly what you want to do and say exactly what you want to say. Lord, I pray that you move me out of the way so that you can be seen fully. I pray that you anoint my words to be able to say what needs to be said and not say what doesn't need to be said. Lord, I pray for the person listening that wherever they are and whatever they're doing while they're listening, that you would heal them, that you would speak to them, that you would comfort them, that you would move in their lives in this moment, Lord, that you are here now and they can feel you. We thank you for these words. We thank you for the ways that you encourage us when we're struggling. Lord, I pray that this gives us hope today. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so I like to start each episode by talking about a new favorite drink that I have had recently. And I know that it seems pretty absurd that I am uploading episodes bi-weekly and I have a new drink update bi-weekly, but I'm just trying to keep y'all entertained and I love coffee, so I love to share my love of coffee with others. But my recent coffee kick has been a brown sugar cinnamon latte. Now, I have been in a cinnamon phase with my coffee for quite a while. There's something about cinnamon and coffee that just hits so different, and I need to put you on that if you have not started doing that. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Brown sugar cinnamon latte, highly recommend, whether it's brown sugar cinnamon syrup or brown sugar syrup and then cinnamon powder on top, you know, do what you will. It's a great fall drink. I don't know about y'all, but I am very ready for fall. I'm sick of summer. I've never really been a summer girly. I like it for about a month, and then I'm just very ready for fall. The coziness, the vibes. So I feel like this is a great transition drink, cold to hot. You feel me? You feel me? All right, let's get into the good stuff. Because coffee can do a lot, but it can't get you through suffering like Jesus can. So I feel like finding joy in suffering is a topic that is interesting and it's biblical, but I feel like it's also not talked about enough. And this so-called season I've been in, I found myself not getting enough out of the encouraging words, not feeling satisfied enough from prayer or scripture, and being told to embrace it and find joy in my sufferings. And I just couldn't get to that point. So I came to this conclusion, why not dive deep on my own and share what the Holy Spirit taught me through this dark season and maybe provide for you some satisfaction or motivation that you've also been lacking in your season as well. First of all, season of suffering. Season. It's only a season. Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 8 says, "For everything there is a season, a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to throw away stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace." 1 Peter 4:13 says, "But rejoice in so far as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed." Now this verse is what's getting me through. Romans 8:18. "Consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed to us." See, what I've noticed in the suffering is that it's almost like a season of waiting. I'm focusing on counting down the days and the moments that I'll be exactly where I want to be and where I'm longing to be, instead of realizing that I'm here for a reason. If the Lord has me in suffering, why would I want something else? Why should I long to be somewhere the Lord has not placed me? So instead of saying why am I here? Please take me out. Get me to the end. Start saying, what are you trying to teach me? Teach my heart to only long for you in this season. Grow me how you want to grow me right now. I receive your plans and your way. Do exactly what you will in me. I want everything you have for me. Be bold in those darker seasons because they're training. Now, I just want to speak out and declare the truth that God wants to do something in you and through you in this season that he would not be able to do if you weren't exactly where you are. He wants to grow you in ways you've been praying for. He wants to discipline you. He wants to grow you in dependence with him. He wants you to understand him better and to learn how to fight harder. He wants to strengthen you, to speak to you, and to bring glory to his name through your sufferings. Isaiah 40:31 says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." It's okay to suffer, and it's okay to rest. Don't try and push yourself to be perfect when times are hard, but make room for the Spirit to move how he wants to so that there's a purpose in the suffering. Because when you suffer without Christ, you are suffering without purpose. Now, someone close to me once told me a story of a vision that somebody had of somebody cleaning out this garage, and each garbage bag was moments of their life, essentially. And they were grabbing all of these garbage bags of all the bad moments of their life, and they had them sitting out in front of this garage. And here along comes the enemy trying to take one of these garbage bags, but God stops him and says, no, you can't take that. I'm going to use every single one of these for my good. And when I heard that, it just put so much into perspective for me, knowing that every single moment that nobody else saw, where I was crying out to the Lord, he's going to use that for good somehow. I may not ever see it. I may not see it now, but that gives me hope. And see, we all hate suffering, though. Like, that's why it's called suffering. It's not enjoyable. And it's not fun. But we might as well let the Lord move how he wants to through it to save ourselves more suffering. Because one thing I've learned is that I like to have control, I like to try and figure it out on my own, and honestly that induces more suffering because I'm not letting the Lord do what he wants to through me. When I'm already suffering, I might as well let God do what he wants to through it and have comfort and peace and knowing that he's having his way and I'm not having mine. See, Ecclesiastes 3:11, my favorite verse, says that the Lord will make everything beautiful in his time. He's working a specific plan out for you that suits you best. The Lord knows you best. Therefore, he will ensure that the plan he's working out for you is the best for you. Good things take time, and the Lord isn't working on the same time frame as us. I just want to encourage you to incorporate this into your daily prayer life if you feel like you're waiting or you're suffering and you're kind of just longing for a different season than you're in right now. This is one that I have incorporated and I find that it gives me a lot of peace. It goes like this. Lord, I repent of my selfish ways. Forgive me for trying to figure this out on my own and do it on my own. I'm making room for you today. Move how you want to in this season of my life and teach me what you're trying to teach me. I'm open to you and you alone. This season is about you. It's not about me. See, I am speaking from a place that to somebody might even be discouraging or angering or upsetting, where you're sitting here thinking, you don't get it. You don't understand. I'm in a place that this isn't going to help me. I'm in a place where I don't want to hear this right now because it's not good enough. It's not working enough. Let me tell you, this was literally me, like, probably last week. And that's why I haven't been on social media as much. I just hit a place in my mental health where I realized that I needed to stop everything and start to figure it out. Because I was pushing the Lord away. I was pushing the people I love most away. And it was getting to the point where I couldn't really take care of myself. And when I say mental health, it's something more specific, and I'm going to work with doctors and, you know, figure out stuff with the therapist, but I want to encourage those who feel like they can't be encouraged and feel like prayer isn't working and worship isn't working and reading their Bible isn't working, because I was doing all of those things and it wasn't satisfying me for some reason, even though I wanted to do them. And I just want you to know that it's okay that you feel different, and it's okay that you are not enjoying it right now, and it's okay that you are in a weird place where you can't figure it out. I want to applaud you for still trying. I want to applaud you for pushing yourself through, but I also want you to know it's important to take care of yourself as a daughter of the King. It's important to take a step back, and if some things are more serious, to say, maybe I should reach out to somebody, because this is getting to the point where I can't even go to the Father. And if you want to reach out to me, if you need prayer, I am more than open. I have a Q&A on my podcast Instagram that I always link in the show notes, and my DMs are open. I try to answer them as often as I can, but I want you to know that I'm praying for you and that you're not the only one who feels this way. Now, I want you, moving forward, to continue to let the Lord renew your strength every single day. And know that His plan for you is better than you could ever imagine. He's already working in ways that you would not imagine. Do not lose hope. That small, small, small piece of you that's reaching and longing, just hang on to that. You will get there so soon. Trust the Lord along the way that He is working something out for you, but don't let that stop you from praying for it, and don't let that stop you from trying just a little bit each day. You can find joy in suffering and in waiting, and the simple fact that the Lord is working for you and He's working out something that is worth suffering and worth waiting for. Romans 8:8 again, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed to us. Now, one last thing that I want to make note of is that I have always noticed that in my life, my suffering is always the greatest right before the breakthrough. The enemy is so threatened and afraid of how God is going to use you and your sufferings that He's working extra hard to stop you before you even make it there. So be encouraged, as weird as that sounds, be encouraged that the enemy is so fearful, and find joy in the process with the Lord. Lord, I just want to thank you for each season of our lives, the ones that we like, the ones that we don't like as much. I just want to thank you that your plans are so much greater for us than we could ever, ever, ever imagine. I want to thank you that every single piece of us you want to use for your good. The pieces that may seem disgusting and easily discardable, Lord, you want to use those. I pray that whoever is listening finds encouragement today, finds peace today, feels like they can take a baby step closer with you today, Lord. Would you just lead them in whatever ways you want to in their individual lives? Would you lead them? Would you bless them? Would you hold them? Would you keep them? Would you send people their way to encourage them and uplift them? Lord, speak to them in this season. Teach them how you want to teach them. Renew their joy today. Renew their strength today. Lord, thank you for sufferings, for it brings us closer to you. It teaches us deeper dependence in you. It allows us to be taught things and to learn things that we would never be able to learn without those seasons, Lord. Allow your Holy Spirit to move how it wants to. Thank you for teaching us through the hard seasons and not just leaving us high and dry. We honor you today. We praise you today. Continue to move how you want to, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' name.